welcome to your Yoga Nidra practice. Let's begin. Grab all your props, your cozies, maybe have a washroom break or water break. Grab some lip chap, cozy socks, maybe your favorite essential oils, dim the lights. Tend to your space before you lay your body down. Grab anything, everything that you'll need to lay fully supported, nice and warm. Maybe a bolster or a pillow, folded blankets for under your knees, a light support for under your head, maybe your neck, an eye covering, blankets, anything and everything that your body needs. Relax your shoulders. Let the hips become really heavy. And I want you to imagine that your body is, bear with me here, a bag of muddy, dirty water. You did hear correct. Stick with me. Your whole being is filled with muddy, dirty water. And once you make all these little squiggles or adjustments, scooped pelvis, tucked chin, elongated spine, floppy toes, curled fingers, do it now. Feel this muddy bag of dirty water. But then, with stillness, once you settle, start to notice and feel the dirt starting to separate from the water. It starts to become clean. It starts to settle. So we're using stillness to distill the layers, to cleanse and clear. If they aren't already, you can close down the eyes. Eyelids completely relaxed and released. No tension in the eyelids. Letting your vision just rest and fall down and back. Yoga Nidra means yogic sleep. But as we know, this type of sleep is different. It's special, it's unique in the sense that it gives you an opportunity to observe yourself as your body rests. Oh, that was so good. Do I negate it by speaking to it? Whatever, full send. Yoga Nidra is special because it gives you an opportunity to observe yourself as your body rests. Oof. You observe yourself without judgment, without movement, free of expectation, pressures, analysis. We get enough of all of that, yes? And if you fall asleep, then that's exactly what your body needs today, and that's just perfect. What we do in Yoga Nidra is try to observe ourself as the body sleeps. So try to keep your mind alert, aware, and release the body into deep rest. Remember, every Yoga Nidra is different, as we all know. So try to allow whatever is for today to happen and unfold today. The practice of Yoga Nidra begins now. Let's start by scanning the room that you're in. Scan all the sounds first. Try to hear from as far away as possible. Maybe there are cars going by. machines, birds, dogs, traffic, any noises. And just imagine that you are this perceiving vessel. Perceive and receive every vibrational sound. Even try to hear the sound of dust settling in your room, muddy waters settling in your body, listening to distant and close sounds now. What do you hear? Could you hear the words of your Sankalpa, your positive, powerful seed of transformation, a seed that you want to cultivate, a positive present tense statement beginning with the words, I am. So take a moment now, listen for your Sankalpa, consider it. It can be anything that resonates with you, with your heart today. If you're experiencing illness or dis-ease, your Sankalpa could be, I am healing. If you're experiencing grief or sadness, I am joyful, I am stimulated, I am processing my grief. Let your Sankalpa find you. Listen to your intuition, your gut instincts. The first thing that comes is important. It's special. Go with that. Where do you feel this Sankalpa? And how does it sound when you say it to yourself in your own mind? Repeating your Sankalpa three times as those muddy waters really continue to settle. Now let it go. Take a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in. Big sigh, let it go. Again, through the nose, fill up low belly, mid belly, upper belly, chest, throat, face, head. Through the mouth, cleanse, clear, release, let go. Last one, through the nose. Big sigh, let it go. We now begin the rotation of consciousness through your physical body. And just listen to the cues of my voice, my vibe, and move, glide, slide your consciousness from one body part to the next. And don't worry if the mind wanders, it tends to do that. Simply join back in once you become aware that the mind has wandered. Can't do it wrong. Move your attention to a space in your left thumb. So all of your concentration, even if things are a little different today, all your energy, all the awareness, completely concentrated inside your left-hand thumb. And move your energy to the left index finger, middle finger. Relax the middle finger, ring finger, left pinky finger. Back of the hand, palm of the hand, left wrist becomes heavy, melting down. The left forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, back of the shoulder, entire shoulder falling down, melting down. Now move your attention to the space in your right thumb. Imagine all of your breath, all of the blood, all of the focus rushing into your right hand thumb. Release the right thumb, no tension, all releasing. And sensing the right index finger, no tension. Right middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, back of the hand, palm of the hand, right wrist, forearm, elbow, your right shoulder, back of the right shoulder. Shoulder so loose, all of the joints and muscles kind of falling apart, letting your upper back become heavy, even heavier still. From upper back, sense the middle back and the lower back, loose and heavy. Let the left glute sink down into the floor, the bed, sinking your left hip, your left thigh, back of the knee, front of the knee, left calf muscle, front of the shin, melting down your left ankle, becoming loose and heavy, the heel, back of the foot, front of the foot, your left big toe, so heavy, so loose you can't even lift it up, your left second toe, loose, third toe, fourth toe, and left little toe. Feel your left ankle just fall apart, every muscle and tissue melting. Now turn your attention to your right glute and feel the right glute sinking down, melting, releasing. The right hip sinking along with it. Right thigh, back of the knee, front of the knee, front of the shin. Feel your right calf muscle, your right ankle, and all of its connections, the muscles, bones, the whole ankle falling apart, disappearing, and melting away. Then sensing the right heel, back of the foot, front of the foot, the right big toe, so heavy, so loose, can't even pick it up. The right second toe, loose. Third toe, fourth toe, little toe. All melting, no tension, completely relaxed. Letting your right ankle just fall apart. Every muscle, every tissue melting. Now relax the face, the jaw, the mouth, upper teeth, lower teeth, the gums. Relax the tongue, the nose, the right eye and eyelid, left eye and eyelid. Relax the back of the head, the middle of the neck, collarbones. Relax your chest, your heart, the right lung and left lung. Relax the abdomen, your stomach, your liver, pancreas, all of your intestines, the kidneys, completely relaxed now. Relax all your organs, every piece of fascia, every tissue, every muscle, every bone, every cell in your body, completely relaxed. Feel your body sinking heavier and heavier. Feel the whole left side of your body melting away, falling apart. Feel the whole right side of the body melting away, falling apart. The whole body. Feel the whole body. And imagine watching your whole body as your body breathes. Imagine floating above your body, looking down and seeing it rise as you inhale and fall as you exhale. And imagine with every breath your body takes, there is a light, a beautiful, bright, white light at the center of your forehead. This light becomes brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger with every breath. Inhale, breathing into the forehead. Exhale, breathe back out. Inhale, breathe in and back, center of forehead. Exhale, breathe out and see that beautiful light permeating the entire body. Inhale, breath and white light in through the third eye, deep to the middle of your brain. And exhale, the light flows back out and through the entire body. Breathing in this way, notice the natural rhythm of your breath. Inhale the light in and back. Exhale the light back out through the entire body. Now release the breath, allow the body to continue to be breathed. And imagine now the feeling of hotness, a deep permeating heat. Imagine the skin and every part of the body feeling very, very hot from the inside out. What is it like for your body to feel hot? Imagine being in a heat wave in front of the direct sun, sensing a deep heat on all levels. And with your next breath, completely dissolving the feeling of hotness, let it go. Feel it fade away. And imagine that your body is now very, very cold. How does it feel to be extremely cold, shivering, icy blue lips? How does it feel when you breathe in the cold? When you talk, when you try to move? Absorbing everything there is to absorb about the experience of being cold. Now let it go. Imagine when you feel nervous. Become the witness of your own experience of nervousness. Hold on very tight to nervousness and all of the sensations here. Then with your next breath, let nervousness go. And take your mind and your body into the sensations of feeling calm. What is it like for you when you feel calm? How does it feel in your body, in your stomach, in your mind? What is it like for you when you feel calm? How does it feel when you breathe calm? Now let calm go with the next breath and imagine nervousness once again, holding nervousness in your left hand. All the experiences, the feelings, the sensations. Then in your right hand, holding calm. Imagine holding them both together. Now let them go. With your next breath, feel it all melt away completely without any tension, releasing every feeling, every sensation. Imagine you're now floating without a body. You are pure energy, floating. You no longer have a body, no longer need your body. And imagine you are somewhere else now. Imagine it's almost like a dream. A beautiful wooded place, a favorite place. There's forest all around, blue skies above, a beautiful lake with tiny waves glistening and sparkling under the sun. What do you see in the sky? Your sky. What do you see in the water all around you? And as the wind blows, hear rustling of leaves, birds singing their songs, singing to you. And you see an owl perched on a tree nearby, and you walk towards the tree. At the bottom of the tree, with the beautiful owl perched, you see in writing on the tree, carved, etched, the wording of your Sankalpa. I am. Your seed of transformation has turned into this beautiful tree, this home of life. It's grounded, it's real, it's sturdy, unmoving, and it continues to grow. How do you feel next to this tree? Notice that sensation of completely melting without a body. Just in this beautiful space, always there for you. One you can always return to remind you of your own words of truth. Stay in this place. You don't need your body here. All you do is witness and observe and experience this resource for you, your safe space, your home. And imagine this whole space expanding endlessly with all of the old patterns, anything that no longer serves you, that is no longer for you, melts away. Falls away, dissolves away. You are everywhere in this infinite space of possibility. Empty, open space. Feel the bliss in the emptiness. This is your own creation, your truth, your power, your bliss. What is your bliss? Breathe deeply, filling up with air. And exhale, let go. If you choose, you can begin to stretch, wiggle fingers and toes, melt into alertness now, moving your hands, maybe placing one on your heart and one over your belly, breathing deeply, and settling into your new connections, new space. Feel this. And could you feel gratitude for taking this time to explore the layers of yourself? Pause here to feel. Maybe finding more movement, deeper breaths. Take your time. With my hands at my heart center, one on my belly, I bow to you. I appreciate you. Our practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.